The next session is the roll call agenda. And these are the items that specifically require a roll call vote, where we'll go around the table. We vote individually by trustee, but we will attempt to do this on the entire collective package. Of course, if anyone would like to vote uniquely on any one item, we can arrange for this. There are some personnel issues in this group, and under the Act for the University of Illinois, the trustees are, the student trustees are not supposed to participate in that vote. Susan, will you read the items of the roll call agenda, please?
Certainly. 5, approve operating budget for fiscal year 2015. 6, approve academic and administrative appointments for contract year 2014-15. 7, approve requests for new operating and capital appropriations, fiscal year 2016. 8, authorize banking resolution for Deutsche Bank AG India. 9, award contracts for building renovation, Natural History Building, Urbana. 10, award contracts for exterior renovation, Krannert Center for Performing Arts, Urbana. 11, approved project for Clinical Performance Center, College of Medicine, Chicago. 12, purchase and renewal options recommendations. 13, authorized settlement, McReynolds versus Dominovich. 14, appointments to the faculty, administrative professional staff, and intercollegiate athletic staff. Thank you.
Is there a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion among the board? I think Chancellor Wise had perhaps have some comments, and President Easter at this time.
There are many on our campus and beyond who feel passionate about the University of Illinois and our decision not to appoint Dr. Stephen Salida to our faculty. As chancellor, I recognize and accept the responsibility of making difficult and even unpopular decisions. My goal has always been to make decisions that are in the best interest of the campus and to further its vision, goals, objectives, and reputation. Although Dr. Salida's appointment had gone through many procedural steps, including my initial approval, I cannot recommend that you approve his appointment to the faculty. To my campus faculty colleagues who are frustrated and angry about this case, I pledge that I will continue to listen and learn and work hard to bring the campus together. To my faculty colleagues who are concerned about process issues, I pledge to you my commitment to the principles of shared governance, and I will engage even more in consultation with deans, departments, and faculty. To the larger Illinois community, including our students and their families, our academic peers around the world, and all those whose attention has turned to us as we face this challenge, I'd say to you, we will be stronger because of this and look forward to the engagement of our entire community.
Thank you. President Easter, do you have any comments?
I do, Chairman. I have an ardent belief that universities must be rooted in the open and frank discussion that is fundamental to democratic society and take seriously our responsibility to prepare the next generation of leaders. In our pluralistic society, it is increasingly obvious that forward progress is impeded by polarization, bigotry, and hurtful dialogue that inhibits reasoned discourse. I've come to the conclusion that Professor Salida's approach indicates that he would be incapable of fostering a classroom environment where conflicting opinions could be given equal consideration, regardless of the issue being discussed. I'm also concerned that his irresponsible public statements would make it more difficult for the university, and particularly the Urbana-Champaign campus, to attract the best and brightest students, faculty, and staff. I concur with the chancellor that Professor Salida should not be appointed and that the board should support this decision.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
I'd like to comment on the subject. A few weeks ago or a few days ago, I signed a letter in effect sanctioning the withdrawal of the hiring of Dr. Salida. I've subsequently come to believe that that may be a mistake and an action that's not in the best interest of the university. And I'd like to explain a little bit about where I came from there. In the rundown of making this decision and deciding to concur in the letter, I in no way am seeking to suggest that I do not support our great chancellor. Our chancellor has been a visionary on this campus and continues to be. I'm just one who has the humility to be able to say that I think I made a mistake, and I don't mind saying it. Because for me, this university was a place that I got my education after coming from a place where, in Mississippi, where I was a sharecropper. And this university gave me an education that enabled me to be a successful lawyer for the last 55 years, and also a donor to this university. So I have a great interest in the future and in the success of this university going down the road long term. Not that it was the most kind place for me when I was a student at this university. Indeed, it was very unkind in some respects. The university condoned housing discrimination on this campus. And I guess I was almost as vocal as Dr. Salida when I carried my picket signs along the streets of this campus. But I have a great deal of respect and love for those who run this university, and I have a lot of respect for all of my colleagues on this board. On the other hand, as I look at the issue of Dr. Salida and his speech that was not in the context of his university or a classroom, I'm not sure that I would in any way diminish the greatest value that I cherish in this country, and that is freedom of speech. The one thing that makes this a unique and great country for me is that I can stand on a rooftop and call anybody I want to an SOB. And I haven't done a thing that this country does not condone. Having said that, I understand pretty much as a lawyer that the issues of freedom of speech are not very, there's no bright line between whether the manner in which one makes a statement can make it punishable by an entity such as a university if one assumes that this is a punishment or an adverse action. I also am not prepared to say that I condone the extremity of the statements that were made by Dr. Salida and understand why some of you don't condone it as well. On the other hand, I just wonder whether or not it is relevant in the context of his seeking a position at this university. Subsequent information that I did not have when this letter was signed has really caused me some great concern. And that is information has to do with evidence of people, in effect, boycotting this university in carrying out some of its most important functions as a university. Canceling of commitments by other academics to events that are going on at this university and at the university in the city of Chicago, UIC. All of this concerns me because two things. One, I think that hopefully, like everything will die down at one point or another. But I think at this point in time, we've had some very bad miscues at this university over the last few years that I've been a member of the board. We've made some bad choices, we made some bad decisions, and we've gotten a bad name as a result of it. I don't think that we need to add to that at this point in time. I don't think it's about Dr. Salida. I don't think it's about academic freedom. I don't think there's anything in what this university has done or proposes to do that would in any way denigrate our cherishing academic freedom. I am concerned, however, that in the decisions that have been made, that there may be some serious concerns on the part of faculty on the issue of shared governance. Shared governance obviously means that when we make decisions that affect the university, that we need to have some consultation with the faculty. And that means that in some, to some extent, in this situation, we've really not done so. I think that we as a board must give greater consideration and deliberation to our decisions before we make them, as that might limit the mistakes that we make. And having said that, I am prepared to vote.
Well, we all look forward to finding out how.
You will.
Are there any other comments?
Sure. Mr. Chairman, I think it's part of this great institution and part of our great freedom that we can hear people give public comments five in a row that have differing views. I think it's part of this great institution that we can have trustees agree to disagree. Mm-hmm. Sadly for Mr. Montgomery, even though I think we'll end up disagreeing on this one, I will not boycott him. He will still have me as a colleague and a friend. But I do think it's very important to point this out. I don't think this is at all an easy decision. I don't think anyone should. I've read a lot of emails going both directions, and some of them hyperbolically make it clear one way or the other. And I know people are not supposed to say they ever have any doubts or reservations. It's not an easy decision. I wish we weren't in this position. I wish those things that were said that I think might chill 18-year-olds from coming on campus weren't said. But they were, and we have to make a decision. I appreciate academic freedom. I appreciate shared governance. But shared governance means that everyone plays their role in governance. And a letter says that the Board of Trustees have to approve a hire, that means something. And do we approve most hires? Absolutely. Do we defer to people in academic judgments? Absolutely. But we have a duty to the taxpayers. And we have a duty not to the donors, but to the recipients. The students who go to these schools, please. We have a duty to the recipients, the students who are sitting there in high school, 17 and 18 years old, want to know what great institution should they attend. And my concern, what gives me at the end of the day, makes me vote the way I vote, is the notion that if anyone posted something indicating that they were homophobic or racist or thought that people of a certain sexual persuasion, national identity, or orientation or political vote ought to die, that they thought that homophobia or racism was honorable, that is not something as a trustee that I can endorse and vote for. So do I like being in the position of having to vote? No, that's my job. Is this a situation where people can not have any doubt? No, but we have to make a decision. I think at the end of the day, we have to look out for the students and the potential students first and foremost. And I think it's important that we have an institution where people are not afraid to apply and not afraid to attend because they may feel that their views are not respected and they're hated. I do think in the dialogue going forward, it's important that we bring this university together. And I think one of the things we need to think about is the boycott. And I think the boycott and the efforts to attack Chancellor Wise with votes of no confidence, I have some strong reservations about that tactic. And I think as a trustee, while I am concerned about the university, I do not think as a trustee I should be moved by a boycott. I think we have to vote our conscience, and people can disagree on what that is. At the end of the day, when I cast my vote, it'll be a vote to support both Chancellor Wise and President Easter, but it's a vote I will own as a trustee because I think our obligation is to make sure that we have the most diverse, inclusive campus we can have. Thank you.
Appreciate that. Thank you.